All right, Mr. Osborne, if I've made my notes correctly in here, we're moving on to item number 21 now. Is that correct?
That's correct. So 21 will be Stericycle.
All right. Very good.
Sorry, this is Don McClendon. May I start? Or
why don't you hold on a second, okay?
Okay.
This is discussion for possible action. Special use permit 2020-021. Request by the applicant Stericycle Incorporated to construct and operate a medical and other special waste incinerator facility. The project has the potential to provide a generation of excess power, which is considered an electric or gas power generating plant, which is also subject to the special use permit. The subject property is located at 1655 Milan Drive, Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, McCarran, Story County, Nevada. A portion of assessor's parcel number APN 005-111-73. Ms. Canfield?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, if I may, Lance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pardon me, Lance. I was going to come to you. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to recuse on this issue as I hold a pecuniary interest in the land that is the subject matter of this action item. So I will join the audience, if I may, and return after the item has been considered. Thank you.
Okay. Very good. Ms. Canfield?
Thank you very much. So this application is for a medical waste facility that's located at 1655 Milan Drive within the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The project is located within I-2 heavy industrial zoning that also has an IS special industrial overlay. The applicant is not utilizing any of the IS overlay allowances for their project. And the property that is surrounding them also is zoned heavy industrial, the I-2, and also has the IS overlay. The facility itself will be approximately 50,000 square feet, and all the activities will take place within the building. There's no outside storage with the exception of enclosed trucks that would be parked at the site. The applicant is required to obtain air quality permits from the Nevada Division of Environmental Protection. NDEP regulates the emission standards and is the permitting agency and authority for the air quality. NDEP permits are required prior to any operations at the facility. This was originally heard at our July 16th Planning Commission meeting and then was continued to the August 6th Planning Commission meeting. At that time, we had discussion of the project. Planning staff had received four items of correspondence in opposition to the project, both at the Planning Commission meetings and since that time. One of those four items is a supplemental document to an original letter that was submitted. All of those items have been forwarded to the board and have been placed on our website. The Planning Commission at the meeting voted 5-1 to recommend approval of the project. We had one person recusing themselves from the discussion of the project, and staff is recommending approval of the project. So I can answer any questions, and I know the applicant's also here to have this short presentation.
All right. Okay, well, first of all, I'll go over to Commissioner Carmona. Do you have any questions for Kathy before we continue on?
No, I'd like to hear what she's going to get said.
All right, very good. So let me get, I don't want to butcher your name, but is it Colada or Dominic?
Yes, sir. Perfect.
Colada, okay. So.
All right, thank you very much.
You have the floor.
Good morning, Sheriff McBride, Commissioner Carmona, Commissioner Gilman, the county and members of the community. I'm Dominic Colada, Executive Vice President, Chief Engineer at Stericycle. On behalf of Stericycle, I would like to extend our gratitude to the commissioners for allowing us to present our application for a special use permit and to answer any of your questions. We are pleased to have received, reviewed, and taken into consideration feedback from the community into our changes. I'll start with an overview of what the site will look like once it's fully operational. Next, I'll share a few comments about the incinerators, how they work, their complexities, and the rigorous environmental and safety standards that guide their operation. Finally, I'd like to discuss how we are engaging with the community and our commitment to ongoing participation in the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. But first, let me introduce my Stericycle colleagues who have joined me today. While I am ultimately accountable for the development stage of this project, I will eventually hand that accountability torch to Rich Moore, our Executive Vice President of North American Operations. Additionally, we have Dale Rich, our Vice President of Incinerator Operations, Celine Hoboy, Vice President of Government Affairs and Compliance, and Kristen Marshall, Director of Global Plant Engineering. Finally, we enlisted the help of Will Adler to work with various stakeholders in Story County to help us better understand the local concerns. This is an illustration of a proposed site at 1655 Milan Drive, which is zoned for heavy industrial, and as Ms. Campbell cited, was with the IS Special Industrial Zone overlay, along with the same usage as the adjacent neighbors. Our site is a 20-acre parcel, of which we only intend to develop about 5 acres for the facility and necessary parking. It was intentional to leave a sizable buffer zone, which can be seen to the north and to the south of the building to minimize impact on wildlife as well as our neighbors. Our operations will be contained inside the 50,000 square foot facility. The incinerators we intend to build are small in comparison to large municipal solid waste incinerators. For example, the total projected capacity is 3.5 tons per hour, as opposed to municipal facilities, which are much larger and may process 70 tons or more per hour. Additionally, our traffic impact will also be small, as we only plan to receive about 10 to 15 trailers per day and employ about 30 full-time skilled and trained team members at the site. From an economic impact, the construction phase of the project will support many jobs, with the project spend expected to be approximately $14 million locally, while our ongoing spend should be about $500,000 per year. Once complete, the facility will process certain types of medical waste designated for incineration as a best practice, such as waste pharmaceuticals, trace chemotherapy drugs, pathological waste, which often come from hospitals, universities, special surgical centers, pharmacies, and the like. Stericycle is committed to safety and the environment, and our team continues to drive meaningful improvements. We've implemented a multi-pronged program over the past 18 months that includes a centralized global focus on safety, enhanced training programs, and a shift to behavior-based safety culture. And our commitment starts at the top, as the board of directors added a committee dedicated to operational health and safety to demonstrate how serious safety is to our culture. I also feel compelled to take a moment to discuss the issues raised regarding the Stericycle incinerator facility in Utah and the proposed facilities in Tooele County, Utah, as well as in North Las Vegas. This morning, we submitted a letter that outlined the legal reasons why none of this is relevant to the application and the fact that under the law, the relevant issue is the use itself, as opposed to any particular user. I ask that the letter be included in the record, but we'll go ahead and respond to the issues regarding these facilities in the spirit of transparency. The violation at North Salt Lake City, mentioned by those opposed to our facility in Story County, occurred 9 years ago and is the only citation for an emissions violation experienced during the facility's entire history of operation. It's important to share that the local government in Utah rezoned the property adjacent to Stericycle as residential in 2003. Over 10 years later, two Davis County Health District studies in 2014 and 2015 found no adverse effects on public health. The North Salt Lake City facility remains fully operational and compliant, and our operating permit extends to 2022. Keeping the interests of the local residential community in mind, we signed an agreement with the state to relocate our operations to a more suitable location. Regarding Stericycle's decision not to pursue locations in North Las Vegas and Tooele County, those opposing our project suggest we were not sincere in our response that these areas did not have the appropriate infrastructure. While there's no obligation by an applicant to address other facility operations directly in the application process, we understand that there is concern around these facilities, and we'd like to address that here today. These areas did not and still do not has readily available access to water and other utilities. While we acknowledge that there was a recommendation by staff to deny the special use permit in North Las Vegas, we made the determination to withdraw the application prior to a denial or approval. The fact remained that water and infrastructure was a major obstacle, and it is why we ultimately chose to abandon the project. There were reports about water being expanded to the Apex Industrial Park in North Las Vegas, but the work still has yet to be completed. We obtained the necessary permits for Tuella as well, but with final reviews pending, we withdrew for similar reasons. Looking at infrastructure, logistics, transportation access, and the well-prepared master plan for the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, we are confident that Story County is the place that we do want to be now, though. As we've been discussing, incineration facilities are complex, highly regulated, and expensive. This is a flow diagram of the incineration process, and it will be state-of-the-art, utilizing the latest in technology, including a robust air pollution abatement system, and demonstrates the large role emission controls plays. We hold the safety of our future employees, neighbors, and local wildlife in the highest regard. We have heard the concerns about what an incinerator means for the environment, so let me provide some context. We are subject to the stringent federal and state air regulations under the EPA, Hospital, Medical, Infectious Waste Incinerator Regulations. We follow a proven air pollution control process shown here for best-in-class emissions results. Furthermore, this new incinerator within a newly constructed facility will be subject to the most stringent emission standards of any incinerator category. Emissions testing at our operating facilities demonstrates that we are significantly below the allowable limits. We are required to conduct testing in accordance with the EPA. All samples and analysis are administered by a third party and submitted to State Bureau of Air Quality, which is public record. Finally, I'd like to report back on some of our community engagement. We reached out to the American Wild Horse Campaign, and yesterday we held our third meeting with them. We have committed to conducting quarterly meetings as we continue through this process. We think we will be able to make a positive contribution to the safety and well-being of wild horses. We're committed to further supporting these missions and participating with business members of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Additionally, we service a variety of local businesses in Story County, Reno, and surrounding districts, including multiple doctors, offices, labs, international airports, retailers, all branches of the military, federal, state, and local governments, including the Douglas County School District, Washoe County Sheriff, and the Health District. We have ongoing relationships with government agencies that work on initiatives to improve regulations and provide needed services. Among them is the establishment of the DEA programs for controlled substances, for which we partner with the National Safety Council to combat the ongoing opioid epidemic. We're proud to be an industry leader in the medical waste incineration as we protect what matters. I would like to conclude by thanking the county staff for their help through this special use permitting process. We look forward to working with the county public officials and members of the local community as we bring our state-of-the-art facility to Story County. Thank you, Chairman McBride, for the opportunity, and we will gladly answer any questions the commissioners may have.
Great. Thank you. I think the first question I might start out with is the planning department, planning commission in North Las Vegas. They're going to recommend a denial of your SUP. What were the findings? What were the negative findings that they didn't want you to go ahead and build in their community?
Well, like I said again, I don't think there were any negative findings. We have a very strong safety record, but I'd like to, just to give any specific facts around that. I know Celine Hoboy had participated in searching out that originally. So, Celine, could you add some color to that? You're on mute. You're on mute, Celine. Can you? If she can't hear, Dale Rich, are you on the call here too? And perhaps you can be heard.
Uh,
Yes, Chairman McBride and commissioners. Basically, the same public type rhetoric and document that's being brought forth to you now may have influenced their decision-making process. Again, we did not go through an actual hearing. There was no vote. We pulled our application based on lack of infrastructure before those processes played out.
Well, generally, with an agency, if they're going to give a recommendation not to approve something, they have to have findings of fact to approve it or not to approve it. So, you know.
We're not aware of any specific finding of fact. Again, Celine was involved in all this process and wish she had audio, but essentially not aware of a finding of fact other than the same information that you're receiving now.
Right. Well, you know. You'll need to speak up a little bit, though.
Okay, thank you. I will. Thank you, commissioners, for the opportunity. Sorry if it's echoing for me. Okay, can you guys hear me still?
I can hear you fine, yes.
Okay, perfect. During the North Las Vegas situation, we actually were originally approved for that facility, in fact. 2 years later, we went back through to get the special use permit again. And during that time, we ran into some other political opposition in the county and in this North Las Vegas city, rather. And during that period, similar information was brought forward in terms of our history at other facilities and the North Salt Lake situation. And so at that time, as part of their package, they did submit that information as part of their concerns from a safety perspective, and that's why they moved to deny the permit. However, during that same time period, we also were looking at what was happening in that area in Apex and had made the determination that that facility was not going to be able to fit within our time period and with your application.
Okay, thank you for that. You know, we know that special use permits, by their nature, are inherent to concerns and criticism. That's why they are special use permits, right? I've got a couple of questions for you. You don't have to answer these, but I like to ask them anyway. Has Stericycle, have they purchased the property in which they plan on building the facility on?
We have entered into a contract to purchase that land, if that's the question. Just a little fuzzy on the hearing.
Well, it's either you own it or you don't.
We have entered into a contract to purchase the land. Yeah, I believe we have a signed contract.
Okay. Would you mind entertaining us on what you estimate the cost the facility is going to cost? How much you're going to be into it when you build out this facility?
We approximate about $40 million of spend, about $14 million of it to be local. So the planning phase and design is underway as we speak. So when those designs are all finalized, then we'll be able to spec out the actual true cost more specifically.
All right. We like to ask these things. A lot of companies like to brag about how much money they're going to spend in a community when they're moving in. Will this new facility, will it be equipped with new equipment or repurposed equipment from the Utah or other facilities?
The intention is to build this with all new equipment. And Dale, how about I let you just expand on that just a little bit? We're looking to do better and more improved type of technologies that exist today. So Dale?
Yes, it will be all new equipment, nothing repurposed. And all systems will be based on latest technology advancements, particularly in air pollution control.
Good. Thank you. I ask that because we know that new equipment is usually cleaner and more efficient than the stuff that comes out of another facility. I got a couple of other questions here for you. Will you be utilizing the rules that are put in place by the Treasury Department to take advantage of Story County as an opportunity zone?
Let me turn that one over to Celine, as you've done a lot. She does our public affairs and things of that nature. So, Celine, could you please answer that question?
Sure. Thank you, Commissioner. Chairman, we are looking at those opportunities. However, we wanted to get through this process and then be able to look at the next steps, which would be, you know, any other potential options there. So, cool. Thank you for bringing that forward.
Okay. Well, Celine, the next question is going to be directed at you also again. So, will your company, will you be asking the Governor's Office of Economic Development for tax abatements as well?
Yes, we are going to be engaging to look at what economic development opportunities there are within the state. Again, however, at this point in time, we have not planned for those and are fully planning on funding that ourselves, but certainly we'll be looking at those opportunities. I also believe that with the potential equipment that we're proposing as a waste-to-energy facility, there might be some options there as well. So we will be looking at all those opportunities.
Okay. I ask these questions because we like to have businesses, especially, you know, high-tech businesses, move into the industrial park where it doesn't look like your company would have a big impact on the county services out there, but we like to make sure people are paying their fair share when, you know, if they're going to become a corporate partner with the county. So thank you for that. I'll go over Commissioner Carmona. You're up next.
All right, thank you very much. A couple questions on my end. How many employees will be working at this facility once it's up and running?
The plan is to have approximately 30 employees when it's fully utilized and operating. A lot of the new technologies in the world are very automated, and so there's not a huge need for employees, but 30 in the facility. And there will be some coming and going as well that will be transiting through the facility.
Okay. The next one, you know, there's been a lot of talk. I'd like you to simplify it for us if you could. So in terms of what is actually going to come out of that stack, you know, can you compare it so that the folks can get an idea, like, you know, once everything's clean, you know, you guys have incinerated everything, is it equal to the emissions from a diesel truck, or is it, you understand where I'm going with this?
Absolutely. So Dale, let me turn it to Dale Rich. This is very much some of his expertise is running and managing our incinerators for us across the country. So Dale, could you please provide a little bit deeper explanation with that?
Yes, Dominic. Commissioner, the facility is actually considered a minor source under regulation, so the emissions will be fairly low and de minimis. If I had to compare emission from a facility like this, I'd compare it to about 10 trucks driving down the road, diesels, operating on the highway, if that gives you a good feel for emissions impact.
That does. So you stated this was considered like a low impact. What would you consider, or what does the federal government consider a high impact? You know, that way people can get an idea of what type of impact you guys are making on the environment.
Yeah, high impact would be considered very large facilities such as power plants, extremely large manufacturing facilities, with enormous emissions potential, stacks, et cetera. We fall under the Title V program by rule, not from an emissions perspective. Our emissions are very low when comparing to what they consider large emissions.
So large emissions, like the power plant that's already in existence out there?
I don't have any specific information on that power plant, but certainly that's a good example of a large emission.
All right. That pretty much does it for me. I do just want to say that, you know, I think the reality is we live in a world where we generate waste that has to get, you know, brought down to the safest levels. I've had cancer twice. I can only imagine the bags of empty chemotherapy treatment that you guys are dealing with, and unfortunately, in today's society, we have to have a place that you know, can get rid of that stuff. So, you know, while obviously we don't want any more pollution, I think this is one of those necessary evils. One question that I did have, which I got the answer to earlier, was that you guys will be doing like real-time monitoring of those stacks, for example. So if there was an issue like there was in Utah, what would be the procedure? So let's say, you know, for some reason one of your filters fails. I'm to believe that is being monitored in real time. So can you take us through what would happen if it was a failure on your end?
Yeah, so the emissions themselves will be monitored based on the permit conditions. The permit is going to be based on the Nevada and U.S. EPA regulation for hospital medical infectious waste incinerators. It will be a combination of continuous emissions monitoring equipment, and there will also be what we call site-specific operating parameters that are monitored continuously and recorded. If any events occur, there are safeties built into the facility that actually stop or prevent our operators from continuing to process waste. So we go into what's called a lockout condition. And until those parameters are reestablished, the facility can't process any more material. Also, when the facility is constructed, before we're allowed to be fully operational, we will be required to conduct very extensive, what we call initial performance testing. And based on those positive and passing results, all the operating parameters in which that facility was demonstrating during the time of testing, we will have to comply with at all times. So those parameters will all be set based on true performance emission standards. So it'll be a combination of parameters that are being monitored and emissions, real-time emissions sampling from the staff, again, based on the final permit. We generally, and again, until the permit is written, we won't know specifics, but generally there's a requirement that we actually self-report this information that is continuously monitored and recorded to the regulatory agency responsible for the facility, in this case, the Nevada Division of Environmental Protection. That information will be sent in a semi-annual and annual report outlining any deviations, what we call our minimum maximums, a number of technical details around the facility. So essentially, we are self-reporting, violations that we would incur have been reported by us. We are fully transparent. Anytime we have issues with our operations, we report them. We are transparent. If there are issues with processes, we cease operation. We have a number of safeties with our processes to ensure public safety.
Thank you. Lastly, I assume that you guys would work with our Story County Emergency Management Team, just like the other companies out there. If there was an issue, you would notify us, and then, we would obviously handle it on our end, whatever we would do to either notify residents or people out of the park. That pretty much does it for me. I'm done with my questions. So thank you very much for your answers. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Cremona. Maybe after we take some public comment, you might have other questions to follow up with. This question could either be for Mr. Rich or Ms. Hoboy. Since we were talking about oversight here, how many different state and federal oversight departments were you going to have to go ahead and either report to or be overseen by?
Go ahead, Selene.
We're
going to
take that one down.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you for your question. With regards to the different types of regulatory agencies that we're governed by, there's approximately anywhere between 10 to 15. We're still making sure that we're going to look at, what the wastewater discharge might be from this facility. So there may be a POTW permit. We will have to abide by all OSHA, federal and any state OSHA or safety regulations. There's also Department of Transportation. This is the material that's required to meet all the Department of Traffic Hazard Materials Transportation criteria. and requirements, as well as the Nevada Bureau of Air Quality. As Dale has already outlined, there's a significant amount of work that's being done currently on the Title V air permit related to this facility, and then we'll be adhering to any additional solid waste requirements from the state as well.
All right.
Other county requirements if needed.
All right. Okay, thank you, Celine. Okay. I don't have any more questions at the moment, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up for public comment. Those of you that are on the phone and aren't familiar with how Zoom works, it's *6 to unmute your phone and then *6 again to remute it. If you would go ahead and identify yourself for the record and speak up. Please address all your comments to the board, and don't direct questions directly to the people here from Stericycle, okay? Please limit your comments to 3 minutes, and who wants to start? Mr. Hendricks has his hand up, I think.
Okay, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Excellent. My name's Greg Hendricks. I'm with American Wildflowers Campaign, and Director of Field Operations. And I just wanted to relay our appreciation with the Stericycle Management Group for their openness and willingness to discuss wildflowers mitigation impact as it relates to their facility, construction, and impact of operation. We've met a number of times, once in the field and again later on in a meeting, and their openness and consideration of our concerns with mitigation for impact on wild horses is most appreciated, and we thank them and wanted to relay that to the county commissioners as well. We will continue on in our discussions on a quarterly basis, and again, we received a letter of commitment from them toward continued mitigation discussions and some of the content that's already been discussed. In addition, American Wildflowers Connection, who is the NDA cooperator for Range, has also been involved in rescue and discussions on that. And again, we thank them very much for that consideration and for their cooperation. It's great to see a company look at these situations prior to their build, so they can build in the appropriate mitigation and corrective actions to basically reduce our impact on wild horses. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your input, Mr. Hendricks. All right, we have Matthew has his hand up.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman McBride and Commissioner Carmona, my name is Matthew DeGesti. I'm the Vice President of Government Affairs for Blockchains, LLC. I'm here to speak in opposition to the special use permit requested by Stericycle. Although we have provided you a detailed opposition outlining the legal reasons why Stericycle's SUP does not meet the standards necessary for approval, we would like to focus on a single issue with this public comment, the safety of Story County. More than any other responsibility, it is this body's duty to protect the health and welfare of Story County residents, its businesses, and the thousands of employees that work within very close proximity to Stericycle's proposed biohazardous site. Utah considered the pros and cons of Stericycle's medical waste incineration, and ultimately, Utah said no more. A Native American tribe in Arizona considered the pros and cons of Stericycle's medical waste incineration, and ultimately, the tribe said no more. Oakland considered the pros and cons of Stericycle's medical waste incineration, and ultimately, Oakland said no more. The city of North Las Vegas staff went through the same review process for the Apex Industrial Center, an industrial center just like Trip, and said not here. Contrary to Stericycle's diversions just a few minutes ago, substantial negative findings were made, and they are detailed in the staff report, which is part of the record before this body. This company has bounced around the western United States looking to create one of the most dangerous biohazardous services known to man, and they have been appropriately challenged or denied everywhere they have been. Why? A never-ending track record and culture of failure. Biohazardous pollution emissions, environmental violations, accidents, fines, fraud, taking advantage of employees, lying to customers, resident protests, government agencies shutting down operations, highly organized campaigns from health experts to ban operations, a denial from another Nevada Planning Commission staff at an industrial park, and a stock price that has been steadily declining for the past 5 years. Why? Because this company is harmful, it is dishonest, it routinely breaks the law, and protecting the future of those communities is more important than adding a small yet very dangerous business to a local community. There have been no presentations, no experts provided, no questions from the county or findings from staff about the medical incineration technology or the harmful impacts that will occur when an accident does happen. Remember, Stericycle admitted during the last Planning Commission meeting that there will be more accidents. This technology is not foolproof. This should not be an acceptable risk. It certainly was not for the city of North Las Vegas, Utah, Arizona, or California. What has Stericycle done or said differently that makes Story County an acceptable location? In our opinion, nothing. This commission does not have enough information about the steam incinerator technology or the potential harmful impacts of accidents to make a decision that the residents and businesses of Story County could look at and say the commission fully understood what it was true. And even if this commission had all the information it needed to make an informed decision, we respectfully believe that approving this SUP is not worth sacrificing the future of Story County. We would like to thank you for your time. We ask that you carefully consider our paperwork and vote to deny Stericycle's special use permit application.
Thank you for that, Matthew. If you had to turn this thing off. All right. Sam Toll has his hand up.
Thank you, Chairman McBride. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we hear you fine.
Excellent. As I mentioned, I'd like to echo what Mr. DeGesti just put into comment. I spoke at the Planning Commission in opposition to this special use permit. And, you know, as you all know, I'm a skeptic. I'm skeptical of self-reporting, whether it's mining income for purposes of taxes or the emissions from the proposed facility. My backyard is about as far away from the proposed facility as one can get, but nonetheless, and for fear of being accused of being a NIMBY, not in my backyard, we are in control of what happens within our backyard. And as I mentioned in the Planning Commission, by approving this type of business, we set the bar for other businesses to come in that are, similarly involved in hazardous materials. County Manager Osborne then reminded me or corrected the meeting that, in fact, there's almost a dozen of these types of facilities here in Story County. I think that sets a dangerous precedent. Certainly we should be welcoming to the businesses. I think what's happening at the industrial park is fantastic. I'm very encouraged by the diversity of different businesses that are out there. But this is the kind of business that really just doesn't belong near the folks in Lockwood, with Rainbow Bend, and of course the proposed Painted Rock development that's coming in. So for those reasons, the company does have a checkered past. And one thing I'd like to close on, regardless of how many entities are involved with the oversight, I'd just like to remind folks that Nevada's OSHA division tried to go into Tesla in 2018 with a warrant to try and conduct an investigation within the facility on a dangerous piece of equipment that was injuring employees. And Story County District Attorney Ann Langer turned the deputy with the warrant away. Nevada's OSHA still has not been able to investigate Tesla, and that machine continues to be a danger to employees. So with those things being said and everything else, I would encourage the commissioners to reject this special use permit. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. I see Mr. Hilton has his hand up. Philip Hilton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Philip Hilton for the record. Has there been any environmental impact studies done on this? And how about traffic impacts? If we're going to be getting hazardous waste in and out of our area, have we done a study impact on the traffic and the potential of any accidents? I think, as we all well know, that I-80 corridor is prone to accidents, especially more so in the winter. And I would just like to know what kind of impact that would be if a truck got an accident and we would have a spill on our highways.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Hilton. Who's next?
Chairman, this is Commissioner Carmona. regarding Phil's question about truck traffic, I think they said 15 trucks a day.
Yeah, and I think that'll be posted. That'll be in the minutes. Yeah, it's 10 to 15 trucks per day. Along those lines, too, if there's a hazardous waste, we have a hazmat team that's we work with Washoe County on this, too. So our fire departments are properly trained and equipped to go ahead and handle any type of hazmat accident that could occur, whether it would be this company or anybody else that's going down the I-80 corridor. So, okay. Who else would like to speak? All right, I don't see anybody coming forward. So, Commissioner Carmona, what's your take on this? How do you feel about this?
Unless there are other questions or concerns which haven't been addressed, which would cause us to push this off another 2 weeks, I personally feel confident with the answers I've received. There have been some accusations made, which I haven't seen much evidence to support. I think they've met all the requirements for the heavy industrial zone that we all agreed to 10 years ago during the master plan amendment. And I'm happy to move forward, like I said, unless there are other constituents that raise some concerns that have not been addressed yet.
I do have confidence in our planning commission and our planning staff as well. Although I do respect the one dissenting vote on the planning commission, because that gentleman's been on the commission for many years and a longtime county resident. But I, like you, Mr. Carmona, I don't see anything that would deter us from going ahead and going forward with their application on this. So with that said, I'd ask Ms. Canfield if you would read findings of fact for motion to approve this special use permit.
Sure. This approval is for Special Use Permit 2020-021, a request by the applicant, Stericycle, Inc., to construct and operate a medical and other special waste incinerator facility. The project has the potential to provide generation of excess power, which is considered an electric or gas power generating plant, which is also subject to a special use permit. The subject property is located at 1655 Milan Drive, Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, McCarran, Story County, Nevada, a portion of assessor's parcel number APN 005-111-73. The special use permit conforms to the 2016 Story County Master Plan for the McCarran planning area in which the subject property is located. A discussion supporting this finding for the special use permit is provided in section 2.E of the staff report, and the contents thereof are cited in an approval of this special use permit. The subject property is located within an existing industrial neighborhood in the McCarran area of Story County. The zoning is based on the 1999 Story County zoning ordinance, which identifies the property as I-2 heavy industrial. The proposed facility is defined as a recycling facilities and operations involving use, recovery, or residue of hazardous materials and or waste, and has an incinerator and has the potential to provide an electric or gas power generating plant and requires a special use permit. Granting of the special use permit with the conditions of approval listed in section 4 of this report will not, under the circumstances of the particular case, adversely affect to a material degree the health or safety of persons, property, in the neighborhood of the subject property, The project is expected to meet the safety and health requirements for the subject area. The use will also be subject to building and fire plan review in order to ensure compliance with federal, state, and other codes. The special use permit will not impose substantial adverse impacts or safety hazards on the abutting properties or the surrounding area, and it will comply with all federal, state, and county regulations. The conditions under the special use permit do not conflict with the minimum requirements in the 1999 Story County Zoning Ordinance, Section 17.37 I2 Heavy Industrial, and 17.62 Special Uses. Granting of the special use permit will not, under the circumstances of the particular case, adversely affect to a material degree the health or safety of persons working in the neighborhood or area of the subject property, and will not be materially detrimental to the public welfare or materially injurious to the property improvements in the neighborhood or area of the subject property. Granting of the special use permit would not be incompatible with or detrimental to the surrounding area.
All right, thank you, Kathy. All right, Commissioner Carmona, would you entertain a motion to approve?
Yes, Chairman. In accordance with the recommendation by staff and the Planning Commission, the findings of fact under Section 3A of this report and other findings deemed appropriate by the Board of County Commissioners, and in compliance with the conditions of approval, I, Jay Carmona, move to approve the special use permit 2020-021 to construct and operate a medical and other special waste incinerator facility. The project has the potential to provide generation of excess power, which is considered an electric or gas-powered generating plant, which is also subject to a special use permit. The subject property is located at 1655 Milan Drive, Taormino Industrial Center, McCarran, Story County, Nevada, a portion of assessor's parcel number APN-005-111-73.
Good, thank you. Based on the findings of fact provided to us by the Planning Commission, I'm gonna vote in the affirmative on this. So I'm gonna second your motion. And it's been a motion and a second. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Mr. Collotti, good luck to you and Stericycle and your team. Welcome to Story County. And good luck.
Thank you very much. And we are very happy to be part of the community now.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for attending today.